AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. World leaders have converged in Japan for the G7 summit in Hiroshima. The latest to arrive, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He's expected to meet with President Biden on Sunday. Biden is scheduled to return home after that meeting to continue negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. Republican Congressman Garrett Graves of Louisiana, leaving talks Friday night, called discussions very candid and realistic, but offered a bleak outlook to reporters as he left for the night.
Are you confident you'll be able to reach that deadline?
No.
You're still not confident?
No.
So this candid discussion did not help increase that confidence at all?
No.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the country could default on its debt as soon as June 1st. A federal judge in Massachusetts ruled Friday that Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who's charged with leaking U.S. defense secrets, must stay in jail while awaiting trial. This is ABC News. A judge has told two major U.S. airlines that their partnership is stifling competition.
American Airlines and JetBlue Airways have been ordered by a federal judge in Boston to end their partnership in the Northeast United States. The judge ruled the so-called Northeast Alliance reduces competition in the airline industry, despite the airline's claims that it benefits consumers by creating a stronger competitor in the region. The Justice Department, joined by six states and the District of Columbia, sued to terminate the deal, citing concerns about increased costs for consumers. JetBlue is considering whether to appeal the decision. Dave Packer, ABC News.
There are new allegations in the case against the Utah mother who is accused of poisoning her husband with fentanyl and then who wrote a children's book about grief. Court filings allege 33-year-old Corey Richens has took out almost $2 million in life insurance policies on her husband Eric without his knowledge. Jimmy Buffett has postponed a concert scheduled for today in Charleston, South Carolina after he was hospitalized in Boston. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
How worried are you on this Friday, May 19th, about the debt ceiling? 844-967-2789. Do you feel like the sky is falling? Or is this just politics as usual? And how much are you following it? Because it is a critical big deal, but it's also in the news, it's in the news every day. Like, how much are you actually keeping up to date with it and letting it worry, keep you up at night? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because we've been here before.
We have.
In fact, I guess this, I was reading a Washington Post op-ed this morning that was kind of arguing that this is politics as usual. And, that part of the reason that there might be some boredom over the topic for some is because this happens frequently. This one, and arguing that this one will probably end as the 11 of the 14 since 2008 have, with measures attached to increase the limit. But, it is the topic du jour to be having headlines every day and what the status is and who met with who. And yesterday they were talking about invoking the 14th Amendment as one of the options. And what would that look like? And I think just as far as talking to you, a normal person who is not an elected official, but probably has opinions, how much is this living in your head right now? As far as how worried are you? Or do you think that, like it usually does, it will work itself out? 844-967-2789. Tim McCullough already weighing in on the YouTube live stream. I worry about a market crash because of it.
Absolutely.
And that is the thing I actually was reading this morning. It's even if we get a deal done, it's the uncertainty that this creates.
And the street does not like uncertainty.
The streets.
The streets.
The streets do not like uncertainty.
No.
I like that, Jane.
Yes.
Well, how worried are you?
This is a huge thing. It is a huge thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the list of ramifications, if they default, is really terrifying if you look at it. And it's really sad that we've been here before and we'll probably be here again. But as you just noted, the Wall Street and those kinds of people do not like uncertainty. And even if that doesn't happen, They're planting seeds for it already to make people twitchy. This doesn't help. This does not help.
Well, and also, you know, the bigger global ramifications as well. Because I feel like, I forgot what the metaphor is, but it's basically like when, you know, when the U.S. sneezes, the rest of the world gets a cold. Or something along those lines, right? As far as the world is watching us because so much of the world's economy is also interwoven and dependent on our economy that, and we're, I think it's us and is it Denmark is the only other country that plays this game.
And it is a game and it shouldn't be a game.
Absolutely not. And so it is maddening that we're here. I don't know who's going to blink first. And I also, there's also this feeling of like, well, is this just them playing politics? And like, they're going to work it out because the ramifications are so dire that to stay on top of it and to, because this is also something, at least for me, I feel like it's so far out of your control that you're like, how much space do I let this take up in my brain? Because if I think too much about it and let myself worry about it, and how bad it could be, despite the fact that I have no control over this, is just like a self-preservation mode.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How worried are you about the debt ceiling? Stacy from Waukesha joining us. Hey, Stacy, what's going on?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
So I just retired recently, and I just got my first Social Security check. And I am worried about not receiving that check until October. However, I'm in a position where I can afford it, whereas many, many people cannot. And that's, to me, is so tragic. Also, too, my 401k, I'm done working. So if I lose half of it, I'm out of luck. I'm not going to go back to work to replenish my 401k. So I'm surprised that the messaging is not out there, what the Republicans are doing, because it affects so many people.
Absolutely.
And so many people that are in red states or vote Republican, it's going to affect them. And the Republicans are trying to, you know, want to blame Joe Biden. And it's like, it's not him. It's you.
Well, and that's the thing that Jane and I were talking before the show, Stacey, is saying, like, it also, from what I've read and what I've tried to keep up with, a lot of the things that they're asking for, they being the Republicans, are not very popular.
No,
as far
all.
As some of the things that they want to cut. And it just, I don't know. And you're right, though, that there are plenty of people, and it's the partisan game of you pick your side and you stick with your side, to the hell with the facts, that are like, well, this is Joe Biden's fault, and are just going to stick it to him no matter what. And so, but I thanks so much for calling as far as how you, like, you already actually understand the consequences of how it's going to deal with you, because I'm not sure everyone's, like, necessarily thought through that yet.
Right. And, you know, and luckily for me, I'm a retired accountant, so if I need to go back to work, I can.
Job security, baby.
Good for you, Stacey.
I don't want to. I mean, I don't think I'll ever be a greeter at Walmart or working at Culver's, but, you know, because which is unfortunate, but I mean, because of my background, you know, I'm very employable, but, you know, still a lot of people are not.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, they wholly depend upon their Social Security. And it's just tragic. It really is, because, you know, we become so partisan in everything that people are, you know, it's like, well, I'm going to own the libs and not get my Social Security. It's like, you're screwing yourself. I mean, come on.
Well, you know? And so many people who are voting for you.
Right. And I don't, you know, but unfortunately, with the way our state is so gerrymandered, too, it's that I think that the Republicans in Wisconsin just it's a free for all. They know that they can pretty much do whatever they want. And that's tragic, because, you know, we shouldn't be beholden to them because they want to do whatever they want. But, you know, and people can vote. But if they have, you know, things are gerrymandered, I think people feel like their vote doesn't count. So that's all I have to say. But I hope people wake up. I really do.
Thank you so much, Stacey. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Are you worried about possibly defaulting on our debt? Tom from Nakusa is joining us. Hey, Tom, what do you want to say?
I say I'm not the least bit worried about it. I think this was all pre-planned. I think Joe Biden knew ahead of time that he was going to cave to this when he doesn't have to. The powers that are controlling the government are not going to let us default. They're not going to let the stock market crash or anything else. Joe Biden doesn't have to cave to any of this. He can just stand his ground, and that debt ceiling will be passed. I'm on Social Security, too, and I'm not the least bit worried. But Joe Biden is caving to this.
So you just think he needs to hold firm? And did you go along with the idea of the 14th Amendment?
Well, yeah, I don't think you have to do any of it. They're not going to – the people that are controlling the stock market and everything, they're not going to let us default on this. They're not going to lose that kind of money, you know, and they're giving us a snow job on this stuff. You know, they know they're not going to default on our debt.
So you feel like this is going to be to take the same path as taken in the past, where it's like it's going to go down the wire. It's dramatic, but it works out.
No, Joe Biden is going to cave and give in to some of this stuff when he doesn't have
doesn't
to.
Have
That's
to.
The part that gets me the maddest. You know, it's you got to look and see what's really happening there.
Thanks so much for the call, Tom. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Are you worried about the U.S. defaulting? What blows my mind, and that this doesn't come up more pointedly and more frequently, is that it was Donald Trump's tax cuts for the rich that added trillions of dollars to our deficit. Trillions. And now it's all Joe Biden's fault.
I know. Well, this is such a, it's so funny to think back, and it was the 90s that we actually had a balanced budget.
Under Clinton, correct?
Under Clinton. Mm. And just how, I will admit, our debt is insane. Our spending is insane. But it also, and you know, and like, well, you know, when we talk about the defense budget, and like, there is in good faith, probably a lot of different things that could be negotiated as far as like how spending works. Was it on air that we were talking to someone who, like, they were making widgets, right, for a big company? They figured out a more like consistent, efficient way to do that. They left, started their own company that they were selling. They were selling these widgets to the government. They figured out a better way to do it. They started their own company. They started like get some of the market share and selling to the government, and then their old company just bought them, and now it's back to the normal, right? Like there are probably case by case as far as the spending that like different contractors with the government that are kind of getting a, you know, not the best deal. And so I'm not saying that there's not waste, but this does not feel like the way to start negotiating to get like the budget and the debt in order. Like, we have to pay our bills.
Yes, we do.
And so, you know, we'll come back because I'm a little surprised we haven't heard more from Wall Street. And Janet Yellen has, I guess, privately started to be like, hey, guys, like, we need you to
speak up
a little bit. And I also want to play, because, you know, history repeats itself. If you remember the show, the HBO show Newsroom from Aaron Sorkin, there's a great scene with Olivia Munn's character, who was the economist in the newsroom, pushing like, we got to talk about this. This has to be our lead story. And it's Aaron Sorkin's writing, and it's excellent. So we'll replay that, but then talk a little bit more about Yellen's private warning to Wall Street to maybe get a little bit louder on this topic. So stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold,
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown,
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 44. Overnight under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, 51. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-70s. Another look at the short range, low of 44 overnight, high of 72 tomorrow. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Look at these quotes. These aren't from liberals. These are hardcore Wall Street guys who, whatever the world may think of them, know what they're talking about, and so do I. Jamie Dimon at Chase says, voting against raising the debt ceiling would be a moral disaster. The Barclays guys say, this debate is detached from reality. My Goldman source says, if the House Republicans continue this debate, I hope they're willing to mark the end of the dollar as the global reserve currency. Please notice that he didn't say, if the House Republicans don't raise the debt ceiling. He said, if the House Republicans continue this debate. That's all it takes. Just the uncertainty. That's why the Dow is going to close down 230 points today. Because just the debate, just the doubt, just the possibility that the House majority might commit the most self-inflicted damage to the country since the secession of the South has caused billions in value to disappear.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And that was a clip from Newsroom. Almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
I think that clip was from I think that season was 2013. And so if you have HBO and you can go back and rewatch, I think there's only two seasons. Newsroom was a great show.
It
won lots of awards. It's Aaron Sorkin, so the writing is incredible and dramatic. But you know, the thing that was interesting about that show was that it was like basically 2 to 3 years delayed, looking at very recent history from a fictional newsroom standpoint. But that clip specifically has been circulating. So that's the actress Olivia Munn. She plays the economist in the newsroom named Sloane Sabbath. And making, you know, here we are 10 years later, and that still stands, right? Except it doesn't necessarily sound like we've heard as many quotes from Wall Street guys.
We haven't heard any.
Not really. And so this week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the country's biggest bankers that a potential debt ceiling default will have repercussions beyond the financial system, and insisted that early June, you know, June X date is very, very, very real. And so, you know, it matters because the Biden administration is sounding the alarm in public and in private about the consequences of the default and the dangers in trying to cut a deal at the last moment. And so Yellen's had pretty, apparently has had pretty frank talks with JP Morgan, their CEO, and as part of effort by top Biden officials to enlist the business community to pressure congressional Republicans to raise the country's debt ceiling before June 1st. And so I don't know if they're going to actually step up and put that pressure on, but it would seem like it's in their interest because of the litany of things it sounds like could happen. Even if we get a deal done at the last minute, like the stock market tanking and not recovering as well is a very real one. So you'd think these guys would be like, yeah, we need to get this done.
It is just endlessly frustrating. And again, the long-reaching ramifications, I just don't think people have entirely embraced yet. The Center for American Progress says veterans will be particularly susceptible if this default happens. The delay in payments could affect their pension programs, disability compensation, educational allowances, health care for veterans and their dependents. A protracted default could potentially lead to delayed payments to health care providers, including those who provide care to veterans and their families. And this is a group that we've been talking about, too, for how long. Need more funding, need more help, need more assistance. And everything that the Republicans want, at least from my perspective, isn't very popular.
Well, yeah, because even yesterday we were talking about that new survey that was talking about like the public health crisis and what people are worried about. And in that same survey, even like 75% of Republicans were like, no, we don't want to cut Medicare and Social Security. Like, please don't do this.
Don't do that.
And actually, in our guest in the next segment is Dave Boettcher, who is a 27-year National Guard and Army Reserve veteran who served in the Gulf War. So he's going to join us to talk about, because it also has felt very murky as far as the bill that Republicans did pass that will not become law. It won't get passed in the Senate, and Biden wouldn't sign it. But reminder, all of the Republican Wisconsin congressmen did sign this thing.
Yep.
And, you know, they were trying to say, no, this doesn't affect, our bill doesn't affect veterans' benefits.
We wouldn't do that.
And yet, again and again, it's like, no, but it would. So he's going to join to kind of to talk us through, you know, what benefits look like today. I guess also what you just said, Center for American Progress has said, even with the default, how much that could screw veterans.
Oh, yeah.
But then also, what's actually in the bill and what does that look like as far as how it impacts veterans' benefits? Because this is just a group, it's just astonishing to me what political footballs veterans always end up being.
Yes.
It's like the reverence they're held with when politicos talk about them, and yet the short end of the stick they constantly seem to get when it comes to actually getting care, receiving care, being taken care of, and yet we support our veterans.
Yeah, well, nobody encapsulated the hypocrisy better than John Stewart in, I want to say, one of his last appearances about that burn pit legislation to an almost empty chamber of lawmakers. It was full of supporters and first responders and EMTs and people who were sick and dying from cancer, but almost no lawmakers were up there. And John Stewart said to them, you should be ashamed on behalf of your colleagues who aren't here, because on 9/11 and every other holiday, you will trot out your support for our brave veterans. And when it comes to things like this, you can't even bother to show up.
Yeah. I mean, Memorial Day is a week away, right? Basically a week and a half away. And so lots of photo ops then. But when it comes to stuff that actually matters, like ensuring veterans are protected and covered, not so much. All right. We'll be back with Dave Boettcher when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. World leaders have converged in Japan for the G7 summit in Hiroshima, the latest to arrive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, he's expected to meet with President Biden on Sunday. Biden is scheduled to return home after that meeting to continue negotiations over raising the debt ceiling. Republican Congressman Garrett Graves of Louisiana, leaving talks Friday night, called discussions very candid and realistic, but offered a bleak outlook to reporters as he left for the night.
Are you confident you'll be able to reach that deadline?
No.
You're still not confident?
No.
So this candid discussion did not help increase that confidence at all?
No.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the country could default on its debt as soon as June 1st. A federal judge in Massachusetts ruled Friday that Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who's charged with leaking U.S. defense secrets, must stay in jail while awaiting trial. This is ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Coming to you every hour on the hour. The weather's fine, but there may be a meteor shower.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And we are asking, have you switched religions in your life, or has your view of religion changed over time? Because there is a new survey that says nearly a quarter of Americans say they used to follow a different religious tradition or denomination than the one they practice now. And so I thought it would be interesting to hear in Wisconsin how that has changed, how it's similar, how it's reflected, how maybe it's not. And I think we have Patty on the phone.
Patty, thanks for joining As Goes Wisconsin. What do you want to say?
I was raised Baptist, and then I took a world religions class in college and loved it, and realized there were aspects of many religions that I could agree with. And I kind of gravitated to Unitarianism, and now I still identify with that, but I pretty much consider my religion to be how I live my life. And I don't remember where I read this, but I read that people seem to grow in their understanding of Santa Claus, but they don't seem to change their perception of what God is.
Hmm.
And that really stuck with me, because I talk with people who still seem to have a pretty childlike perception of God. I'm also really turned off by the whole Christian nationalism stuff.
Same.
And the hypocrisy of a lot of people who claim to be Christian.
And that's
I think there are other religions that translate more into your daily living, the Islam, for example. So that's been my journey.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, Patty. And I think, too, I think the Christian nationalism and the preaching from the pulpits that has been going on in the last 7, 8, 9 years, I think that's really turned off a lot of people.
I do as well. And it's interesting. Well, so here's more of what the study says as far as why people have switched. So among those who have switched, 56% have said that they changed because they stopped believing in their religion's teachings. About 30% said negative religious teachings about or treatment of LGBTQ people forced them to change, which is a pretty big percentage.
That's amazing.
Only 17% said they switched because their church or congregation became too political. So it's actually the smallest percentage of the people who said that, at least in this survey.
Interesting.
Most churchgoers, 56%, do not believe their current church is more divided by politics than it was 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which, wow. I'm really genuinely surprised by that.
And so I think it's... it's just interesting. I also think it's interesting, like we said. So we have Lisa Brazzo put in on the Facebook live stream, Christianity to Buddhism. Why did God change his mind if he knows everything? Eye for an eye to turn your cheek. No one has a good explanation.
Yeah. Well, the New Testament.
The Old Testament God was much more wrathful.
He was a different kind of guy.
Patton Oswalt has a great joke about the view.
Kids change you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's where my confusion came in. In that Jesus brought a new message. That is why we have a New Testament. This was a new message. This was a different way to treat people. This was away from eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. This was love your neighbor as thyself and turn the other cheek and help the stranger and all of that stuff. From what I understand, that was Jesus's message, not the message from the Old Testament. And I don't understand why Christians will continue to refer back to the Old Testament part of the Bible as justification for things when that was refuted by the New Testament.
I mean, rebranding doesn't always work, Jane. I mean, look at New Coke.
No, the drink, not the drug.
No.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, texter from the 310. Much like the earlier caller, I had the experience of seeing the incredible opulence and wealth of the Catholic Church when I visited the Vatican. The church has an unreal collection of art and could sell just a piece or two and feed a hungry nation. I still believe in much of what I learned in the church, but just can't be part of the hypocrisy. Aren't we taught, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me?
And that's one of the amazing things, too, is like if you just look from the point of view of the Catholic Church in Rome does not even help Catholic churches around the country. Mm-hmm. They don't, like, those churches are on their own to get their tithings and their money and their, it's like, yeah, they could sell one painting and probably finance an entire state's worth of Catholic churches for years. But they don't.
Was the Catholic Church the original MLM?
Oh, man. Come on. Now you're just getting me to get squirrely here. And the thing is, a lot of these callers are having kind of the same journey, is that they were raised in this faith, and they saw outward forces that kind of made them question the validity of their beliefs and their belonging to this group. Whereas mine was all internal. And yeah. I'm not saying it's better or worse. I just find it very interesting that all these individuals are like, I saw this, I saw that. For me, I was just like, do I even believe this?
Well, it's also, I think, is interesting, at least from the people we've heard from so far today, is the consistency of the things that really, I think, we're taught, which is like, be a good person.
Yeah.
Treat people well. Do unto others and all of this stuff. Because I still think that, too, as far as like, at the core of who I am, like, it leads with like compassion, empathy, wanting to do well by others and treat people well. And so it's like the pattern of, well, wait, the church is who had taught me that, but also the church is not actually following that. In the least, I think, for a lot of the examples we've heard so far today.
Well, wasn't it Gandhi who said, I like your Christ, but I'm not so crazy about your Christians.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Eric from Tosa, thank you for joining us. Eric, what's going on?
Yeah, hi. I consider myself, since my teen years, a recovering Catholic. And the primary reason for me was, I mean, I had questions, you know, and had grown up kind of going to church just about every Sunday, saw some things in family and neighborhood that didn't quite match up with all the church going. And the final straw is a Catholic church, at the end of Masses, we used to pray for a lot of the leaders of the church. They used to ask us to pray for these folks. And we used to pray, like, every Sunday for this guy named Rembrandt Weakland. Pray for Rembrandt Weakland.
Yep.
And then in the 80s, Rembrandt Weakland's busted for molesting kids.
So
it's kind of like, okay, well, this... And he literally got shuffled around and went to the Vatican, and I don't think he ever got kicked out until I think he passed a few years ago.
I think he left because he was gay, didn't he?
Oh, Rembrandt Weakland, I'm not really sure, but he got busted and shuffled off to the Vatican, and we never heard much from him again, like many of them. But for me, the toughest thing to face is basically that there's no cloud city waiting for me on the other side, as they say, for my loved ones and things like that. But the freedom of thought that it allows you, that you don't have this ideology and this dogma hanging over you in every thought, I believe I'm able to see things that people that are tied to faith, or I should say religion, not faith, can't see. They can't allow themselves to see. They don't allow themselves to see. And I still have faith. My faith lies, like, in friends, family, loved ones, and community, which are, to be honest, the same people that everybody turns to in times of need as it is. You know, when the Bible was written, very few people were literate. So these folks got to, like, tell people about these things, and they had no way to counter these statements. And as humans, our imagination, I believe, is like our blessing and our curse. What separates us from, you know, our fellow animals. And I like to say thank Mother Nature as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Eric. I do think that's interesting when you think about the stories. It's like, oh, yeah, of course Jonah survived being swallowed by a whale. yes, we had two of every creature all on one boat.
That's not even the craziest, dumbest story. You know, he was right, actually. He retired and then announced in a memoir that he was gay. But yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
I served Reverend Weakland. He did a couple of masses at church.
Was he a Wisconsin guy?
He was the Archbishop of
Milwaukee. Milwaukee Archdiocese. He was big.
He was actually, when the guy who took over for him, I can't remember his name right now, but, like, that guy went on to be considered, like, there was, I mean, this is Weakland, but, like, we had this guy who almost became Pope, like the first American Pope after Weakland took off because of all the scandal.
Oh my gosh.
844-967-2789. Have you changed religions from the religion that you were raised in? What are you practicing now? Are you not practicing at all? 844-967-PARTY from the 715. If you really want to understand religion, most of the books during World War II that were burned explain the actual truth about the relationship of all religions. If you go to YouTube, the Master Key Society has audiobooks of many of these lost books that were in private collections.
I mean,
Master Key Society? I'm writing that down.
Never heard of
The history of, which I'm not adept at, so I'm just going to say this, the history of the creation of the omnipotent, of the saintly, supernatural Jesus are amazing stories too, because before Catholics got a hold of it, he was a man. That was all he was. Mm-hmm. He was a rabbi. He was a Jewish man.
Yeah.
And this belief that he was all powerful did not come to be until hundreds of years ago. I mean, it's amazing to see how they just were like, let's make him walk on water. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Well, I'm really excited because at the 1 o'clock hour today, we're probably going to run out of time with him, but I'm so excited. So Rabbi Moshe Stegman is coming. And so he is, he's rabbi at a congregation, but he is also the founder of an organization called Own Your Judaism. And even when we were talking to have him come on the show, like, I think this is a really interesting thing of, like, what he's found, because that's part of the reason he started Own Your Judaism, is like, how do I individually relate to my religion.
My faith.
And my faith. And Judaism is, you know, there's an entire culture and heritage and ethnicity are also wrapped around the religion. So I feel like we can bring some of these questions back at the 1 o'clock hour from a Jewish standpoint. Because I think so, I mean, as we said, Wisconsin's a very Catholic, Christian, historically. And so many of the stories I think we've heard today is from that perspective. But it would be interesting to see if these are similar questions that happen in the Jewish faith.
And there are so many things about Judaism, and I think, Greg, you had mentioned about Islam as well, that I think are really good, workable principles to use in your life. And it's just, I'm so excited.
But
I'm
also interesting in the overlap between the three, because, like, guess what? They all started in the same place.
Well, Judaism. And kind of bounced out of the same books.
Judaism and Islam are come from, like, if you're looking at the Bible, they come from one man, and they're the Abrahamic religions. And it's a beautiful story that comes from Abraham and Sarah and Hagar and those types of things. But, like, for me, in the past, even 10 years, I still wrestle with the idea of religion, spirituality, and I always say, if I ever went back to any sort of organized church, I would go directly to a synagogue.
Interesting.
I've gone to temple, and temple, I get goosebumps when I talk about it, is the most inviting, family-oriented church experience I've ever had in my life.
I have one more text that I want to get to before we got to go to break.
And I have one more. Yeah, you go, then I'll go, and then we'll go to break.
From the 701, I'm ordained clergy, and I agree with the hypocrisy I see with Christian nationalism. My heart breaks that the church, a human organization, has caused so much hurt that it's driven people away. For me, it's about relationship, not religion. I believe God calls us to love, period.
That's a really good message.
Yeah.
I wish I could go to their church.
And you can always give us a call. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
Party!
Last comment we got on the YouTube Live from Alex. Born Catholic, family changed denominations maybe 4 times as a kid.
Wow.
This taught me to question every denomination.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
That is interesting.
It'd be interesting to hear more of the backstory of why each pivot happened, of like, this doesn't feel right, so now we're doing this, and now we're doing this. But I think that's a good thing. I think being open-minded and trying different things on is always a good thing versus like, well, we're doing this because this is what we always did, and this is what my parents did, and this is what you will do, and
until they say, hey,
so
kids,
it shall be.
Yes. Until they're like, hey, kids, you ever heard of Scientology?
All right, well, we're going to take another break. Should we keep rolling with this, or should we do Greg's roundup?
I mean, we can do either or. I've got a roundup prepared.
Let's do some jokes.
Okay.
We're going to talk. We'll come back to religion at 1 o'clock later today. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 44. Overnight, under mainly clear skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, 51. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, with highs in the mid-70s. Another look at the short range, low of 44 overnight, high of 72 tomorrow. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 48.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are rolling through this Friday. How happy are you that it's the weekend?
I am always happy when it's the weekend.
I'm always happy when it's the weekend, too. Yes. And it's actually supposed to be pretty nice. Looks like the rain is not coming.
Which is, we can use a break. My husband was able to mow the front last weekend, but he didn't get to the back. It's so long. I need the Grim Reaper to come through with a sickle and take care of what's growing in our yard.
All right. Well, that sounds like a good weekend project.
He's going to have to mow it like three times. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to hold on as much as I can because I got the W Girls. We had them here last Friday. So the W Girls event is tonight. And that is going until 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's late, Mom.
So it's 7 to 11. And I was like, how am I going to stay awake from that? Because I definitely went to bed at 8:45 last night.
Yeah, you might be pushing a little bit there.
And so, but that will be fun no matter what. And so definitely happy for the weekend that it is almost here. We have two more hours to keep you company on this Friday. And it is about that time when we're going to do the headline quiz to see how closely Jane was paying attention to the news this week. You can play along at home. This is where we five different headlines, multiple choice. See how you do.
All right.
All right, number one.
I'm ready.
Taco Bell said it wanted to liberate which phrase from its trademark protections? Do I even have to read them?
It's Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. Yeah. But the options were A, Taco Tuesday, B, Happy Hour, C, Buy One, Get One Free, D, Burrito Bowl.
Free the Taco Tuesday.
Free the Taco Tuesday. All right, number two. Who said it? We'll try a little advertising and see how it goes. A, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. B, Tesla CEO Elon Musk. C, NYC Mayor Eric Adams. D, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman.
Wow. We'll try a little advertising.
We'll try a little advertising. See how it goes.
Janet Yellen. Elon.
Eric Adams.
Eric Adams, New York City Mayor.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman.
I'll go with Elon.
All right. Number three, which U.S. state just became the first to completely ban TikTok?
It's Montana.
A, Montana. B, California. C, Alaska. D, Wyoming. You say Montana.
Yeah.
Number four, which digital media company, once valued at $5.7 billion, filed for bankruptcy this week? A, Vox, B, Mashable, C, HuffPost, D, Vice.
It's Vice.
Okay. Last question. Number five, Loreen's performance of the power ballad Tattoo won the Eurovision Song Contest for which country? A, Ukraine, B, Sweden, C, Finland, D, United Kingdom.
It was Sweden, and she had the longest fingernails I have ever seen in my entire life.
Have you seen Eurovision, the movie?
No.
That's a bit fan favorite in our household.
Is it really?
Mike really likes that movie. We made my mom watch it last weekend.
Eurovision, the movie?
Oh, it's a Will Ferrell movie. You never heard of it? Ferrell, Rachel McAdams. And it's like kind of a dumb comedy as far as like Will Ferrell movies go, but they have a bunch of like former Eurovision stars in the movie, and it kind of like it both pokes fun at, but also pays homage to what Eurovision is. And it wasn't even on my, this is how like not into it, America's like so cut out of this, but it's a big deal.
Oh, it is. It's huge.
All right. Let's see how you did.
Okay.
5 out of 5. Oh, Jane.
I was feeling pretty strong, but I didn't think I would get 5 out of 5.
There you go. So you got 5 out of 5 correct. Taco Bell wants to free Taco Tuesday, which currently is trademarked.
We need to get Michelle Wolf on that.
Yeah, seriously.
Free the Taco Tuesday.
Free the Taco Tuesday. Elon Musk said that Tesla will start advertising for the first time. That's kind of incredible to think about, that they've never paid for advertising.
Seriously. And Elon, you may want to leave your name out of any advertising. I'm just trying to help.
He was interviewed, I think, by CNBC this week.
Yeah.
And they asked him about, you know, the financial, like getting advertisers back to Twitter and how he may help himself in doing that by not tweeting his political thoughts every time he has one. And he pauses for a super long time and thinks. And then quotes Princess Bride.
Indigo Montoya. Indigo Montoya, oh my God.
And basically says how he just doesn't care. He goes, so you don't care. Like, it's worth it to you to say what you want despite what it will cost. And he basically says yes. And then Mandy Patinkin, who played Indigo Montoya,
yes,
retweets it and goes, I don't think that means what you think it means.
Exactly. It was just brilliant. Mandy Patinkin is so wonderful.
Anyways, moving on. Number three, Montana has banned TikTok outright. And one of the stories we didn't get to today is there's already five TikTokers who are suing.
Okay.
To challenge that. Number four.
Just don't confront a mayor or a governor, a G.N. Ford, because he might body slam you. So be careful. He doesn't like confrontation.
Number four, Vice filed for bankruptcy this week. And number five, Sweden won Eurovision, which means they will be the host next year. And also, is this the first time they've won since ABBA? I thought I read that.
Probably.
With Waterloo. What? You're not an ABBA person, right?
I am not.
Oh, it's so, you've never seen Mamma Mia?
No.
It's so fun.
I don't.
Even Pete Bry, my dad, was dancing in the aisles at the end of Mamma Mia and was smiling. So if Pete Bry likes Mamma Mia, I feel like you could get on board.
Their music just does not do it for me. I'm difficult. I know.
There's not enough whoop 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 boing.
More whoop 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 boing. And I'm there.
All right. Well, coming up in the noon lunch hour, Ari Brown is back from Wisconsin Policy Forum to talk about his report from earlier, about a month ago, about the crisis of our public defenders and district attorneys and how much we are not paying them. But as of this week, there's actually been an update as far as...
Which is miraculous.
So we'll see kind of how the bill that's been proposed and voted on this week could alleviate some of the problems that he highlighted in his research. And then at 12:30, we have federal prosecutor Christy Parker and former congressional investigations lead Ann Tindall to come talk about a new resource that they published through Protect Democracy that kind of makes sense of all of these investigations that are going on and the difference between, you know, prosecutors versus congressional oversight. And how to make sense of all of this. And so especially to protect our democracy. Thus the name.
I like it.
So, all right. Stay tuned. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.